here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing us three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men sitting all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt. That this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Great.
Good.
How's it doing, this little tour you're doing?
Oh, fine.
Having some fun?
I'm working.
Isn't it always fun, though, to be talking to all these cool radio people all over the country?
Yeah.
Not really, right?
Well, no, I love radio.
Yeah. You were on radio.
Yeah. I really enjoy doing radio. No, it's just there's a lot of them, and there's not, like, really a lot of time with each station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long were you at KSLX?
1 year.
You enjoyed that?
I enjoyed having a show. In fact, I'm probably going to have another show. But the format at that station was just really restrictive. We couldn't have guests. We couldn't do bits, and we couldn't talk about anything newsworthy.
You're kidding?
No.
Oh. That's
it's
no
like
fun.
Saying, you know, build a car, but you can't have any steering wheel or brakes.
Yeah, that's not exactly fun.
No.
No. But now you actually were a graphic designer as well, right?
Yes.
You still do that at all?
No.
No.
No, I've kind of given that up, and I'm hoping to get back into fine art, you know, just doing artwork for myself. Probably when my son is at the age where he wants to kind of learn how to do arts and crafts and stuff. But I sort of ruined art for myself by doing it for a living.
Yeah. How old is Michael now?
He is 3.
Ah.
Yeah.
Does he have the showbiz bug, you think, yet?
Yeah, he's got it, but Mommy's not going to do anything about it, I don't think. I wouldn't mind him doing one job, you know, when he's old enough to, you know what he's doing, just so he could get a little taste of it and then say, if you want to do this when you're grown up, then you can.
Yeah, I think that I have a daughter who's 5, mm-hmm. who's an actress already. The girl is, you can tell.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, yeah, Michael's got it. Plus, he likes watching himself on TV, which I find very strange.
Yeah, my daughter, actually, when she speaks to people, will look in the mirror and watch herself.
Oh, wow.
Which is unbelievable. And I know she's got the actress written all over her, but I'm trying to dissuade it.
Because some of those qualities are not something that you want to encourage too much.
No, I don't think they really work in everyday life.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, TV is a little bit limited in movies and things like that. You know, this is one of the things that I think is really cool about this whole thing is I love Nick at Night, and I love the way they're taking some of these shows that, you know, people hadn't seen in a while, although Brady Bunch has been seen for years, but mm-hmm. they're taking a lot of shows that people haven't seen, and a whole new generation is now hooked on them.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
and right now they have the big marathon to the Millennium, and this week, all week from 9 to 1 a.m., 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., there's going to be Brady, Brady, Brady.
Absolutely, and then, like, the following week is going to be Happy Days Marathon and Welcome Back, Cotter. And then what I'm looking forward to is Nick at Night Loves Lucy, which is December
6th to 10th.
To the 10th, yeah. I'm a big Lucy fan.
And they have the Bewitched Dueling Darrens.
That's right,
yeah.
And Mary Tyler Moore
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, so it's really good stuff.
Yeah.
I always like this. You know, I got to ask you a question. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but people tell me there was a little bit of a competition between the Bradys and the Partridge family. Were you guys aware of anything like that?
If there was, it was in the imagination of Danny Bonaducci.
Did you watch that movie he did?
Yes, I did. And I actually, if I wasn't so busy today promoting Nick at Night, I'd get on the phone. Danny has a show here in L.A., and I'd be calling him saying, what the heck was up with that?
Did you guys actually do that scene where you guys met each other? No?
No. Complete falsehood.
Wow.
We did meet. I never met David Kennedy, Brady's and Partridges met. It was just us kids, and we sat around listening to Danny tell funny stories, and all got along. And
huh.
So I don't know what that
wow.
was on Saturday night, but I was particularly offended that they would portray Shirley Jones and Florence Henderson as being so catty to
yeah.
each other. They've always been friends, and they're two of the most gracious, lovely women on the planet.
Yeah, I've had a chance to get to know both of them, and they are just that.
Yeah,
just like June Lockhart's another one.
So I don't know. I mean, I can understand fabricating a scene for a TV movie, but the point was just to establish that there was some rivalry. Well, I never knew about it. I mean, why would we be rivals? We were on the same network, same night. We did nothing but help each other in the ratings.
So, Susan, did you have a crush on David Cassidy?
I sure did, yeah, when I was a little kid.
But everybody did, right?
Yeah, really, everybody did. And it's funny because I never did meet him, but I did talk to him on the phone once.
Really?
Yeah, I was doing a radio show, and I was talking about how people would say to me, oh, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, everybody in Hollywood knows everybody. And they'd say, well, tell David Cassidy I love him. I'm like, man, I'd like to tell him I love him. And these people that were hosting the show said, well, here, we'll call him. So he was very nice.
He was cool about it, huh?
Yeah.
You know, everybody, of course, from now on in your whole life will know you as Cindy Brady, and I don't think you'll ever change. When you're 80 years old, you'll still be Cindy Brady. But many people resent that. It seems to me like you welcome being part of the Brady Bunch.
Well, my feeling is, yeah, I'd love to get past it, but until I do something bigger, I'm not going to be past it. And, I mean, people really don't think of Sally Field as the Flying Nun. So, I mean, there is life after a very popular sitcom.
I think of her as Gidget.
Yeah. But the thing, you know, I mean, yes, she'll always be both Gidget and the Flying Nun, but she's also, you know, well-known for the work that she's done since then.
Well, you know, it's funny because I got off the phone with Duane Hickman a little while ago, and you know, he'll always be known as Dopey Gillis.
Yeah.
But he loves that, though, and it doesn't bother him at all. In fact, he sounds still just like him. And
yeah.
It doesn't bother him. I mean, you know, I guess that, you know, how many people in this world have ever accomplished what you did, you know, as Cindy Brady and were on a show like that? Very few people get a chance to do that.
Well, that's true. You know, and then there's the flip side of, well, you know, with the typecasting, you know, that may prevent a career from going further. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's both sides of the coin. I understand the people that, you know, the people that don't want to talk about the past, that's fine. You know, I think they should be allowed, they should be allowed to be left alone. The bad thing is if they're still using their fame and they're still getting on talk shows and stuff, and then they're like, oh, don't talk to me about that. Well, we don't have anything better to talk to you about. Get a clue.
Well, we can talk to you about many things. Actually, I wanted to ask you about one of the things you've been doing, because I understand you are a spokesperson for sufferers of migraine headaches.
Yes,
do you suffer from those yourself?
Yes, since I was 11 years old.
Really?
And
Have you ever found anything that helps?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of the point of the seminars that I do. It's to encourage people to get back into their doctors, because a lot of people are still just being sedated, and sedation is not relief. And there are some new treatments out there that are really good.
Like what?
Well, I'm on one of the triptan drugs. It's something that I take when I feel a migraine coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not for everyone. There are some preventative medications. You know, one of the most popular triptans is Imitrex. They found that beta blockers for some people help prevent migraines.
Yeah. What about things like you know, exercise or
well, those things will help, but the common misconception is that a person gets migraines because they're not taking care of themselves or they're not handling their stress. And migraine's actually a disease.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of yourself, yes, it will be worse.
What about acupuncture and things like that? Middle East,
you know, it's kind of like putting, I don't know, okay. Kind of like putting an ice pack on a major head injury, you know. It's not really going to do a whole lot.
Yeah, I have found I don't have migraines, but I get TMJ headaches.
Oh, yeah.
Which are even worse, I think, in some ways. I also have a friend who has cluster headaches.
Cluster
headaches. Terrible.
actually, they really are worse.
They're terrible.
Headaches and shingles are the two leading biological disorders that cause suicide.
Yeah, and they're terrible. And it would be nice if someone actually came up with a solution, some kind of cure. But
well,
really,
the triptans do work on some clusters.
Yeah.
Patients. Yeah.
Yeah, he tried them and hasn't really worked for him.
Oh,
we have a lot of listeners because we did a show on headaches once because of me, and I think it was just a thing that would attract people like myself. But it was tons and tons and tons of calls that day.
Yeah.
A lot of people get headaches. A lot of people get backaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretty common.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's not just migraine sufferers. It's like, you know, all the tension headaches, sinus headaches, cluster. A lot of head pain out there.
Now, when you met your husband, Mitch, someone that who knew who you were right away?
Yeah.
So he was a Brady Bunch fan?
I'm not really a fan.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he knew of the show.
Yeah. Now, your son, Michael, he's only 3. Does he watch Brady Bunch?
No, he doesn't.
When are you going to introduce him to it?
He has no interest in it.
Well, does he? Yeah, because he's a little young now.
Yeah.
Does he see Mommy on the screen now? Does he recognize Mommy?
Well, see, that's not weird to him because, like, okay, I'll do a talk show or something and he'll see me. But he has this peculiar habit. He likes to watch his home videos, like of his birthday party and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So seeing me and seeing himself on TV
mm-hmm.
is, like, common to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's the same way. Likes to watch videos of herself.
Yeah.
and her daddy and mommy, so she can place herself as part of the cast.
Yeah. Michael, he actually memorizes, like, bits of conversation from his home videos and recites them.
Susan, I think it looks like you've escaped the Pokemon thing. He's a little young for that, right?
Yes.
Lucky for you.
But no, I haven't escaped Thomas the Tank Engine, but that's okay.
But that's fine.
Because I like Thomas the Tank Engine, but
yeah, Thomas the Tank is
around
fine.
This house. My son is obsessed.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank is fine.
Yes.
And you even get a chance to see George Carlin occasionally on that show.
Yes, and the new storyteller is Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now you're enjoying it even more.
Yeah.
But we did the same thing with the Tommy the Tank Engine too, but this Pokemon thing got out of control.
Yeah, it seems to be more of an addiction.
I have 2 kids that are into it, and you know, between the cards and the movies and the TV show, it's all consuming.
Ooh.
So watch out for that.
I like that.
Hopefully, it'll be cured by then.
Yeah,
we're talking to Susan Olsen, who you can see as Cindy Brady on the Brady Bunch all week long from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Nick at Night, and it's always on. It's on TV all the time. You can't miss the Brady Bunch. Is it kind of fun to look at yourself as a youngster and remember those days?
It'd be more fun if I got residuals.
Yeah, nowadays these contracts all cover cable and everything.
Yeah. Nowadays.
Now you got to make money selling for Nick at Night, working a little for them, huh?
No, I just got to get another hit show.
There you go. Have you tried out for anything else?
Actually, not recently. I really took some time off to be a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being a mom.
No, that's the primary concern. I think I'd still want to wait another couple years before really being gone. I don't really believe in being, I don't know. If I do this radio show, it's going to be kind of part-time. I'll be home by noon
every
day, so I can still be with my boy.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the only way I can do it. I can't imagine being away from them all the time.
Yeah, but I guess people want to know, we were talking earlier about Danny Bonaducci's fictional book. Barry Williams did a book, too, where he intimated about his relationship with Florence Henderson and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take on that whole book? And also,
the book is factual, and it gives a good account of exactly what happened. He had a crush on her, and she was simply conscientious of a young boy's ego. What I thought was a little distasteful was the media or his public inference that there was something more that happened.
Yeah.
I found that a little nauseating.
But
it sold books.
It did sell books, exactly.
Yeah.
Are you in touch with Christopher and Mike and Florence
awesome.
And everybody?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about what they're up to for folks out there who love the show. I'm sure there's a lot of them listening right now.
Mike Wickeland is a cameraman. Maureen McCormick is predominantly a mom and an actress.
And a singer.
Yes.
She did. We had her on. She was singing some country songs.
Yeah. And Eve Plum is an actress and an artist. And Chris Knight is in computer software, and Barry Williams has a new CD out called The Return of Johnny Bravo.
So they're all busy.
Yes.
Everybody's kind of busy. Yeah. And during the marathon, viewers are going to also be seeing shocking footage exposing Phoebe.
Yes.
The network's tongue-in-cheek, fictitious seventh Brady.
Oh, you say fictitious.
Well,
I remember her well.
We'll find out about that. she stole your doll.
Yeah.
I assume you're still angry.
A lot of nasty things.
You're still angry about that, I'll bet.
Sure.
Yeah. So you'll be seeing Phoebe and Cindy in the guise of Susan Olsen fighting it out on TV.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on, Susan. And by the way, it's your second appearance on the show. I don't know if you remember, you were on with us last year as well.
Oh, okay.
So welcome back to the show, and thanks again for coming on. And enjoy the rest of your marathon talk fest with all these different stations.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.